I'm so excited you're joining me for Glorious Living. We're going to have a great time together in the presence of God. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. I hope that you're having a wonderful, merry, merry Christmas. And today we're going to talk about so many great things, and I'm so glad my friend Chrissy is here with me.
I love being your sidekick, Pastor Kathy. It's always
so fun. I called you that one time.
You
took it in a good way.
I love it. It's like you're Batman and I'm Robin. I think it's all for Jesus, but I'm so excited to be here. Beautiful Studio C. God is so good.
It is so, and it's decorated so beautifully, and it's because we have our friends Chrissy and Cammie right here. They are Simply Put.
Simply Put.
And they put all this together, but it wasn't simple.
No, it was not simple.
But they do it simple for them, but not everyone else.
I know. It's not so simple. Sometimes I love gleaming from y'all's wonderful wisdom when it comes to decorating. And people love it, especially the Christmas decorations. I have a glorious story. It was a comment from our social media. It says, it's from Joni from Facebook. She said, I just love the Christmas decor at Covenant Church. Will you post pictures on social media? Well, we have a whole show to talk about it, too. So we love you guys. It's so fun to have you.
That's so true. And for those of you that may be new to the program, this is Tammy Pigeon and Carrie Peace. They're elders in our church, but they also decorate everything for Visionary as well as Glorious. And they get us all prepped up for Christmas.
It's
and they've worked
good.
Really hard and organized. But, you know, I remember years ago when you first came on the program, and that was before you ever launched your company, but y'all had a dream and a vision to have a company. I remember I kicked y'all basically out of the nest. I said, I'm going to hire you. I want you to do a job for me. And the first job they did for us was a Valentine's program fellowship time at the church.
I remember.
And it was so beautiful the way y'all decorated. And then it branched out and it became so many other things. But welcome back to the program. You've been several times. And today we're going to talk about Christmas and anything at all that the Lord put on your heart.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm going to start off by saying this is Carrie and I's favorite time of the year.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we do thoroughly enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
And the other morning, I guess it was, we were here Wednesday, we finished decorating. Mm-hmm. And our spirits was, we were bubbling because we were so excited. And God woke me up in the middle of the night and I said, God, what are you waking me up for? He says, you need to express your gratefulness, which we do every time we come on. We both say how thankful we are. He says, I want you to use the word immense.
Mm.
And I'm like, does that even go together? Can you be immensely grateful?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, we're not going for abundance next year. We're going for immense.
Ooh, I love that.
He says, because everything I do, he said, when I parted the Red Sea, I didn't just use abundant power. I used immense power. He said, so I want y'all to step it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
So we are immensely grateful to you. Jesse Duplantis Ministries, to your staff, to everyone who has helped us make the vision possible.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a key, though, in being grateful and thankful. Immense is bigger than very good or great joy, great thankfulness. But immense is a great word. So God's already positioned you for 2026.
Ooh, that's
cool. This is probably our last Glorious Living for 2026. So how appropriate is it for us to start to peek into what God has ahead? God's already given you a preview.
Giving us a preview.
Yes. Well, I'm immensely thankful for you girls, too, because I don't have to do it.
Yeah, me too.
I love doing it.
You're good.
I don't have the time.
Well, that was the article in November, Thankfulness.
Oh, yeah.
And gratitude.
And
I think that opens up a bigger realm, bigger doors. And when you're thankful and, that thankful heart you have. And that's how we are. We're very thankful and grateful. And we're thankful for the outcome.
Oh, yeah.
People like it anyway.
And they ask you back. I'm already booking you for next year.
That's good news. But when I walked into the sanctuary that first Sunday after you decorated, and it just took my breath away. You walk in, and it's Christmas time. We're getting in the Christmas spirit. When you see the beautiful reds, the colors, the way you proportioned, even putting the trees and the nativity and the wreaths, you really do feel like you're walking into a winter wonderland, a Christmas celebration, all for Jesus. And it matters. It really does. So thank you all. And I'm telling you, when I looked at the congregation, it was like their personalities lit up with the joy of the Lord. And that's because of the gift that God placed in both of you. So I'm thankful for both of you. I'm thankful Ms. Kathy hired you. And that you speak into my life too, because it takes excellence to work in such a way to have something executed so beautifully. It really does.
And you know, it didn't happen overnight. You didn't just show up and say, well, what's in the house? You planned this way ahead. I think way in the summer, because that's when a lot of things were available. You didn't want to wait till everything was picked over.
That's right.
So you had a plan. So that's, every great project begins with great planning. And I know y'all know that more than anybody, because you came in first. One of the first things you did to me, for me too, in the church was to organize all the storage areas. And everything is labeled because so many volunteers work in that different areas, so they need to know where to put things. So that's where your name, I guess, came from.
Simply put.
You know, too, we always go back to the scripture in Proverbs, the hand of the diligent shall prosper. And Tammy and I always say that. Look, we do everything in the natural we can do on our part, and then we let God take over on his part. So we prepare, we plan, and we say, okay, we've been very diligent. Everything's checked off, and now this is the fruit of our labor.
So really, the backstory is, you know, this is our third year doing the Christmas decorations. So when Christine first called us in and she said, I pulled all the Christmas decorations from all over the ministry upstairs into the room. And the room was, that's a fairly large room. And Carrie and I, you remember walking in the first day, there was one pathway for us to get through. There were boxes, 25 years of boxes.
Yeah.
And we said, oh my goodness, where do we start? Yeah. So there is a big backstory and a lot of work. So this has been a 3-year ongoing project. So the first 2 years we were so thankful because we used everything we had. We recycled and recycled. And this year we said, all right, we need to step it up a notch. And we spoke with you and we were able to start a new vision.
Was in September.
And people don't realize that. Like you said, you can't just like, okay, I'm going to decorate today and make it that beautiful without having that plan. That's encouraging for people too.
Well, we call them those 4 days in the beginning where you create everything.
Upstairs in our little room.
Right. For 4 days we created, then brought everything down and put everything together.
You know what?
So you kind of need that.
So amazing that, you know, y'all were friends before you started. And not everybody that works in business remains friends.
That's very true.
Yeah. But I can tell when I watch you that I know and that y'all both have strong opinions and look at things from different perspectives. And I've seen when you've looked at it and, you know, kind of talk to each other and you kind of like to have two different mindsets. But you come together, and it doesn't seem like anybody's offended. It's just like, and even when you let me come in the mix, Kathy, what do you think? And then I'll point out a few things, and you don't make me feel like, who does she think she is? We're the decorators. I mean, I feel like I'm part of the, I think that's a gift.
Yes.
Because I know you work with a lot of clients, and you have to involve them to some extent. And really, you want to fulfill their vision for it. So it's a great concept, but as friends working together, and you're still friends.
That is amazing. Very impressive.
are you still friends? You make it look like you are. But
we have to say we're difficult to offend.
Because
sometimes I'll say things to Tammy, and sometimes she'll say things to me. And if you're a very sensitive person, you get your feelings hurt. But we can't be that way because we have to rock and roll and just be fast. And
that's great.
We bounce off each other. And
we know each other's strengths. Like God, you know, God gives us all strengths and weaknesses. And I think we know each other's strengths. There'll be times I'll be like, okay, you look at this spot because this is what you're really good at. Yeah. You know, like we really rely and pull on each other. But we also listen to God.
Amen.
And we also are very pliable. Like you were saying, we love for you to come in at the end because she walks in. You know, it's kind of like when you proofread a paper and I don't find any more mistakes, and then I give it to Carrie and she finds 5 more. So we love when Kathy comes in at the end and she gets the whole picture.
Yes.
And it does. It just kind of puts a finish and touches.
Right.
Yeah, so we do appreciate that.
I love that. I understand that because when I write something, I can't proof my own work. Somebody else has to. Because when I'm reading it, it's as though that other word that I should have put in there is there, and it's not.
That's right.
Someone else has to read it, and then it's many times another person after that catches those. Because it's true. So it's great to recognize that we need help.
Yeah.
And that you have a great resource right there, your friends, both of you working together so well. And it's not just Christmas time that you decorate. You decorate all year long. You have graduation parties, baby showers, wedding showers, all kinds of things that you have customers. And then you develop other lines, whether it's those Simply Believe, where you did the plates with the prayer notes.
The prayer
and you gave, we gave a bunch of those out at our women's
We sure did.
fellowship that
we
had
in
November.
Yeah, it was so awesome. And you're so generous, too, because when I got your text message, we want to donate some things, I got so excited. And all the ladies, when they received it, there was different words associated with them. And you could just tell, even my mom won. And it was,
she did?
And
then
it was the one that said sweet on it.
Simply sweet.
And I said, well, this is for the sweetest lady I know.
Yes.
You know, it was just, you could see, it brought a femininity to it.
And that's what we love,
that right?
Yes.
Thank you. But I hope so.
I'm not going to edit it.
I appreciate it. But it just does. It makes you feel so beautiful and loved,
royal.
And cherished and royal. And all those beautiful words that,
right.
that the Lord wants to associate with his daughters, you know. We're his daughters. We're mm-hmm. his queens, his princesses. And so seeing those bowls and presenting them to the women, it just made all the difference.
Well, thank
it was
you.
A beautiful time. And you actually gifted one to Sophia. I have a prayer
we
bowl
did.
In her room that she loves. I can't really give it to her because it won't be a prayer bowl.
It'll be pieces, parts.
Exactly. But it's beautiful that I know she's going to grow up with that in her room and, you know, just as a signal to signify her prayer life
right.
as she grows.
Which is so
That's
important,
so important
right?
to us. That is really near and dear to my heart mm-hmm. because, as you know, I work with dancing students. I teach dancing. Mm-hmm. And that came about because I would listen to them talk. And I've told you this before. And I said, gosh, they really have no hope. Everything's in the world. And that's how we evolved with the prayer mm-hmm. bowls, because they need hope. They need to know who to go to when their heart is heavy.
Amen.
So that's really big
so
to me.
So they have these little note cards in the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you can write. They can write down what they're mm-hmm. praying for and leave it in the bowl. Mm-hmm. Instead of just voicing negativity, mm-hmm. they can say what they're expecting.
And they're turning to the right person for that.
Exactly.
And I have moms that'll text. As a matter of fact, they text us a picture. This is so-and-so's bowl. Look how full it is.
Oh,
and that just...
Oh, wow. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it is so
brings
great.
And great testimonies, people saying everything that goes in that bowl,
yes.
the prayer's going to answer because it's your faith.
We had someone come up to us.
Yeah.
And tell us that. She says, every prayer I put in that bowl gets answered. And we were like, whoa.
Wow. That is mm-hmm. awesome. What a testimony, too.
I love that.
And that people are grabbing hold to the fact they're putting their faith in action. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show, like, yeah, you can say it, you can declare it, but when you write the vision,
write
you
it,
make
yeah.
it plain,
the vision,
put
vision,
it in there.
It
it's awesome. It's teaching principle. It's decoration, but it's so deeper than that.
Yeah.
Everything that
right.
y'all do is so much deeper, immensely deeper.
Right.
Immensely deeper.
I love that
so
word.
So, you know, we love to always advance.
Yeah.
So we just launched some beautiful Christmas trees this year, and we love beauty. So we have these beautiful crystallized jewel vintage Christmas trees.
Really?
They're beautiful. So you look at them, they sparkle and they shine, and they're all brooches and vintage jewelry.
Nice.
So that's our new launch this year. And we have a few left. Well, almost sold out.
Yeah, it's brought a lot of joy to people.
Uh-huh. Of course.
That's another thing. God gives us an idea and it evolves. Mm-hmm. And I think because, like I said before, we listen to his voice.
Yes.
It just evolved.
Yeah.
And we love, heaven on earth. That's what we're going for. So why can't we have heaven on earth?
That's right.
So now
we
have so many unique gifts mm-hmm. or ideas or, what would you say? I don't want to call it decor, but like you look at things in your house and you see
their heirlooms.
Yeah, just to bring joy to someone.
Treasures.
Treasures.
Which reminds me of what happened when we started planning Studio C and y'all started. I had it in place and I had decorated a little bit, but I said it needs to go up a notch.
Yeah.
So I brought the girls in and they decorated this place the way you see it
so
on all behind
beautiful.
The shelves and all the things. Right now it has Christmas, mm-hmm. but even in the normal thing without Christmas was what you girls did to help me. But mm-hmm. I remember when we had our planning meeting, and you said, well, can you just bring me some of your treasures? So I had treasures, different parts of the house, some in storage. And I just keep looking at some things in here that's not always on camera, but everywhere I look reminds me of something that people have given me over mm-hmm. the years and it touches my heart. And it is a treasure. Mm-hmm. And they're beautifully displayed by masters.
Yes.
Or some things I went out and bought, like those books that you see behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I got a set of, 12 or 24, whatever, and we stacked them because they were at a consignment store. It adds a lot of texture.
Right.
to the room, and that was your idea. You have any books that we can stack with? And so you have learned things over the years that you've applied in your business, mm-hmm. and it's actually glorious.
It is glorious.
And I think, like you said, it comes together, but Kathy is really big about, we say, oh, we needed the books. Well, guess what? The next day.
Books were there.
She had the books.
I don't drag my feet.
No.
So we come together and we can pull it all together.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Because really, when I think of both of you, even you, Miss Kathy, y'all taught me so much about being detailed, how it matters. The details matter. The order matters. And the discipline. And those are all characteristics of God that he wants for us. He's not a God of chaos. He's a God of order and structure and of discipline. I know you both have very busy lives. How do you, and I know you have a busy life.
And you do too.
And I do too. I need a little work. So just to ask you, how do you juggle those things? There might be some people watching saying, oh, how are they? They have their families. Maybe they have other jobs. They have to keep up with their chores, things to do, and yet they're so disciplined in keeping everything so structured.
A list.
And you know what? I think too, just watching from observing you, because I know your husband's, your family's very supportive.
Yeah,
your
very.
Children as well as your husband's are behind you. When they come in to do the men are drafted.
They don't have a choice.
They're told, okay, you need to come.
And they do it because
they're supportive. And I think that means a lot.
It's passion to him, Tammy and I, and they know that. Mm-hmm. So they're our helpers, we call them. They're not unpaid helpers, we call them. And they
awesome.
Do, and they help us. Yeah, but we juggle it. This is a busy time of the year, this time.
Yeah.
So it's hard, but our houses don't look the best right now.
I was just going to say, don't come to our house right now.
It's all glitter and sequins.
Don't believe it.
I don't either.
No, there is glitter and sequins everywhere. Our family glitter
everything else
glitter.
Is in place.
That's what I'm about to say.
Glitter's supposed to be around the house.
Yeah. Yeah. But it never goes away. You ever noticed that? I found it in
no.
my bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, how did it get in my bathroom? It had to be on my shoe, I guess, right?
I'll never forget one year we went to a family trip and Jody needed a little pair of some luggage to pack Meredith's things. I think Meredith was just 6 at the time. And, you know, she lived in princess dresses. Back then. Mm-hmm. And so I said, yeah, you can use this luggage. When I got it back, glitter was everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
She put those princess dresses in there. I never got that glitter out. But that's true. You can't get rid of it.
You leave a little sparkle wherever you go.
I like that. Maybe I need
glorious.
To be positive.
And that's okay. Just enjoy the sparkle.
But it does, it is pretty.
I just don't like it when it's on my face.
We had a lot of that last week.
Everywhere
last week.
But I'm telling you, it's so great to watch you too, because it really does motivate people who maybe it's not really my gifting of the order. I love creating though. I mean, but it's kind of everywhere, you know, it's just all over the place. And you're saying that it is too for you, but I feel like it's always comes together so beautifully to where it doesn't look like a chaos. There's always a thought process behind it and it's done orderly. So
I think when you listen to the voice of God, because we don't feel like it's work for us. We thoroughly enjoy what we're doing now. Mm. So that's what I encourage anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, when God gives you something, you're not supposed to work by the sweat of your brow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what so many of us do in the natural.
Because they're doing it in their own strength.
Right.
But you've learned to rely upon the strength of God. And if you come to a dilemma or something you're not sure, you just pause. Simply pray.
That's a good one too.
Which is never a simple thing, but it's a God thing, because it's deeper than you can even imagine. The plan is to seek God, and then He gives you the plan. Then He also shows you how to develop it. And then He gets all the glory for it when you're done.
Amen. Just humble yourself to Him. I mean, sometimes Carrie and I are both like, okay, we don't. What are we doing wrong here? We don't know what to do. And we do. We really humble ourselves.
God help you.
Before God. And He gives us the answer, and just little things. So when we did the sanctuary, because of the beautiful chandeliers that are now there,
we didn't
know till that day that the Christmas trees, we kind of had ideas, wouldn't fit where they normally go.
Yes. Yeah.
So we had to be pliable. Mm-hmm. And we, as you can see, we called Kathy in. She told us what she thought, because of course TV's involved, and we placed things. And we'd sit back and we'd say, something's missing. We need this. We need this. Well, there's nothing to go out and get because there's nothing left anywhere.
Yeah.
So Carrie and I would go upstairs, and we call it our attic. And she was on the ladder inside the shelves, and God always supplies for us. We found the poinsettias in a box shoved in a corner, and it was just the right amount to fit under the trees.
Beautiful.
So He just, it's like the icing on the cake for us.
Yeah.
And I found you don't do it in your own strength. You do it. 100% depend on the Holy Spirit to direct and guide you. That's when things are prosperous for you.
After the final outcome,
it's like, okay, this is God. Because we could have never done this and never done this and never found any of the stuff we found put together. So we just give him all the glory.
Amen.
All
and you
the
know,
time.
You could it could have gone south at some point because you could have been offended. You had every right to be offended because when you came into Planet, you looked at all and you purchased those beautiful big trees that are there now because the other ones had seen their day, 20 years of you being used and picked up and put away. And so they said, we're going to need a new tree. Last time when we had Christmas mm-hmm. last year, you said, we're going to need two new trees. So that's when y'all had made the plan, what you were going to do. Bought the bigger trees mm-hmm. and where they were going to go. You had it all planned out. And then I come in there and put chandeliers right where those trees were going to be. But we instead
They're
of being
so
said, what does she think we are? We're going to, now we got to change our plan. No, you flowed with it and because you love the chandeliers and you.
Oh, they're right. Beautiful.
But it could have gone another way. A lot of people would have been upset.
You can't be.
And they would have been tribulated over it, if you want to call it like that. But you rolled with it. And because of that, we have a better mm-hmm. end
Gorgeous.
Than we would
oh,
have.
Beautiful.
I will tell you this. The worship team practiced before and we were taking pictures like it was a backdrop. I mean, we were switching phones. Even the men on the worship team were like, hey, can you get the chandelier with the tree? Take that over again. I want a little bit of the stained glass. Like they made it like a picturesque backdrop mm-hmm. to celebrate Christmas. And even the foyer, when people walk in the door, they were instantly greeted with a beautiful backdrop. They can gather with their families and take photos. And it puts the icing on the cake because it's God's house. Why don't you want it to be ornate and beautiful?
Heaven on earth.
And I love it. And the chandeliers. That's a great job, Pastor
Beautiful.
Kat.
Well, you
those
know, that,
are some great
that was
chandeliers.
A vision that God gave us to have the chandeliers. And it was a long project. I had ordered like 12 different sizes and shapes. We're going to be just all over the platform. And then the order never came in. I was supposed to have it for Glorious last year. Mm-hmm. And the guy, first they said it's going to be here in 3 weeks. Then after 3 weeks, it's going to be another month. And then it's going to be, I said, cancel it.
Yeah.
And then I had already paid for it. So they wouldn't even give me a refund. They wouldn't even answer my call. So accounting got in the middle of it and we got American Express to refund our money. So we didn't lose anything, but I still was disappointed that they didn't have the chandeliers. And my daughter, Jody, had these chandeliers that she was going to put in her house. Antique chandeliers, beautiful, much prettier than what we were ordering before. But she couldn't put it in the room she wanted to because the house was too hot. She needed those ceiling fans back in place. So we got those. She donated them, and they are so spectacular.
They are.
If you get close to them, you could see that there's little baby angels,
yeah,
little cherubs all around it, little gold. And so it's perfect for the church. And so God had a plan. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've just learned over the years, just not get all overwhelmed in a bad way. Because, you know, we're believing about it's good to be overwhelmed in a good way. But don't let when plans don't go exactly the way you expect it to go, mm-hmm. to be upset. Just be at peace. Trust God to show you His plan. And He will do that. And that's what He's done for me so many times over the years. If I cease to struggle and just walk in peace, then I just see a better end result and realize that God had His hand in it all along.
Oh, that's
It's always a better end result. Well, look what happened with the trees. How many people came into the sanctuary and thought the trees shouldn't have gone where they went? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got an opinion.
Everybody's got an opinion. That's okay. But in the end, Kathy was right.
It wasn't a question. Yeah. Put the trees right there.
Actually,
we put it as a suggestion because we didn't want to have to remove all the band and move everything. I said, let's try it here first. And if it doesn't work, we'll move it. Mm-hmm. We were just working it out. And it was the best place for it.
So pretty.
We just didn't want to cover the stained glass that's in. That's why the trees
were. I think people, just even listening to us talk right now, maybe not realize just how much it entails when we're making the process, the plan, the TV, the camera lights, the social media,
everything
that it involves, the placement of the people, the singing, making sure something's not blocked this way or that way. It's so involved and it's so intricate. So it really, mm-hmm. it could be overwhelming for people, but that's such a gifting that you can walk into a place and say, this is what we need. This is what we don't need. Remove this. Because I tend to just go into a store and say, that looks pretty. Just stick it on the wall. Yeah. And Chrissy, it doesn't match. It doesn't go. It doesn't fit. I did that
but
the
you're
other
so
day.
Much younger than us. We've learned over the years. Yeah. I have over the years. I didn't have a lot of beautiful things at one point. But I started looking at other things and learning, being around other places and just implementing
you
it. And I'm sure you girls have grown in your tastes over the years.
That's
I'm still growing.
It evolved. Was it always in you?
I do believe that's something God puts in you. I think over the years you do just start to develop
you
it.
You have to develop
it. You have to develop it. Yeah, I mean, we've always liked beautiful things. Mm-hmm. You know, our houses, I think, are a good reflection of us.
I love that. Well, you know what? We're made in God's image and in His likeness, and He's a creator.
He is. And
within all of us, we have a portion of His character. We can develop certain things and certain giftings where we can excel in certain areas. You're great in public speaking and creative writing and artists. You're
Thank
a painter.
You, yeah.
And then you did the decorations and everything. I don't know. I got a few little things I'm good at.
You got a lot of things.
I'm just saying, just thinking about how God orchestrates lives, every detail. We have just come through the Christmas season on our program, past Glorious Living's programs. We've talked about the wise men and all the different areas about how the Christmas story comes together and how God orchestrated all these wonderful details, and look at the finished product. The babe was born,
Amen.
Wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, because and that was prophesied 700 years and 400 years. Different over the years, things were spoken, and it came to pass.
Amen.
Starts with a creative idea. God had a plan, a supernatural plan, and we're celebrating Christmas season because that plan was born, and not just born, it grew up. It died on the cross, paid for our sins, and rose from the dead. And because of that, we have that's why we celebrate Christmas.
That's right.
Christmas is all about Jesus. Like the little slogan, I used to have a little pen that I would wear all the time. Jesus is the reason for the season. You'll see it everywhere because He's not just this season. He's the reason for every season. He's the reason for everything that we do. And so everything that you do, every project you set your hands to, brings glory to God.
It does.
And that's what we're called to do.
That's what we're called.
It makes me so happy.
It does. We're called to live a glorious life.
It is. And it reminds me of the theme. I know we're ending 2025 with Create Your World and Walk in It. And sitting here with such great creators inspires you to just know it was this year's theme, but carry it on throughout your life.
Let's remember
that God is the creator. He made us in His image and likeness. He's called us to create and declare, to write the vision, make it plain, all those beautiful things. And just hold on to that. And if I encourage you, if you feel like you don't have a calling or a gifting, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, what do you want me to create this year? What do you want me to change? And He will give you the insight and the wisdom to get the ball rolling and to walk into your destiny, step into your yes, as you often say.
Yeah, that's so true. And I'm looking forward to 2026.
Me too.
We'll be back here in Glorious Living set just to have another whole program. Going to launch the program. In fact, Jesse's going to be preaching on January 4th in the church, launching our theme for the year, which he's going to share with that, as well as beginning to celebrate 50 years in the ministry starting on January 4th. Hope that you'll be able to watch that program and be a part of it and see what God is doing. We're going to celebrate all year long.
All year. Come on.
We can't
wait. Y'all are going to be part of the celebration.
We love celebrating with y'all. We have some fun together.
We really do.
And we're so thankful for all of our partners that help us do what we do all these 49 years and launching into another 50 years. Thank you, partners, for helping us to reach people, change lives one soul at a time. And if you're not a partner, you can become one by using all the information that's on the screen. Together, we're going to be a team going forth, spreading the gospel everywhere that God sends us through every available voice.
Amen. That's so good.
Thank you, girls, for being here
with me. Thank you for having us.
I know you're going to come back on the program for another time in 2026. We're going to make it happen.
Because we love it
when we get a chance to chat. Lately, Christy and I have been doing teachings at the table, but we like mixing it up.
I know that you like hearing
it as well. We want to hear your comments and say how this program has blessed you over the years. Maybe you're a new viewer. Let us know where you're watching from.
This is so great. I love you guys so much.
We love
both of you. And it was just a wonderful pleasure to talk about you and all of the glorious things you do for JDM and for everyone you come into contact with. Y'all are great.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas
to you.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you so much for watching today and being a part of Glorious Living right here in Studio C. I look forward to seeing you next year right here on Studio C.